It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Lori Nichol just got off a roller coaster tour. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter embarked on a dizzying tour of the state for her piece, a zippy tour of Wisconsin's 10 roller coasters. And she joins us now to recount her experiences. Lori, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start out by saying Great America is not in Wisconsin, right? It's just right on the border, right?
Right. It's south of the Wisconsin-Illinois border in Illinois.
So you didn't go there.
That, right. We've been there. We were there too much, trust me. But we didn't do that for this story.
Okay. So this recent roller coaster tour, are there any basics that you want to tell us when it comes to riding a roller coaster?
Well, for one thing, all of these roller coasters are within a 2.5-hour driving distance of the city of Milwaukee. So if you're looking for a day trip, all of these are possible. And all of them are relatively affordable, especially Bay Beach in Green Bay. But everything else will be less than, you know, about $22 for an entry fee. So it's a good little day trip for anybody with kids or anybody who just likes this sort of thing, who wants to go check it out.
So talk to me about the Zip and Pippin, and talk to me about Bay Beach. Why is it so cheap there?
It's interesting. It's still a public beach, which means there's no entrance fee, no parking fee. You pull up, and it's a public park just like anything else. All you pay for is entrance to any ride that you choose to go on. Bay Beach is mostly a young amusement park or theme park, meaning the rides there are geared towards kids who are maybe 10 years old or younger. However, they added the Zippin' Pippin' roller coaster within the last 5 or 6 years. And that is, you know, a legitimate, real roller coaster. It still only costs $1 per ride, though, which to me, my son and I thought that was pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. It is a wooden roller coaster, and it is a very old roller coaster. So talk to me about how Green Bay got it here.
Well, interesting, it's not the original old roller coaster.
Oh, no.
That's almost 100 years old. Right. It couldn't be because that...
That actually makes me happy. That actually makes me feel a little safer going on it.
Well, I wish I had known it before I got on it, because I got on it thinking it was a 100-year-old creaky thing that Elvis rode. Yeah, but the history behind it is it was in Memphis, Tennessee for a long time. You know, Elvis Presley would rent out this roller coaster museum or amusement park called Libertyville, and he would ride this with his friends all the time. In fact, he was on it, you know, about a week before he passed away. So it had a lot of history, but it sat for a long time without being used and without being maintained, and that is too rough for a wooden roller coaster. What Green Bay did was buy basically the rights to the design and the history and reconstructed it to preserve that history and brought it to Green Bay. So it looks exactly like the same layout, the difference being that it's all up to code, all structurally sound. But it still has, those roller coasters are different than anything that you're going to go on in Six Flags. These are more traditional.
So talk to me about that. How are they different? How do they feel?
Well, they're rougher. but I will say, compared to the other stuff we went on, Zippin' Pippin' was pretty good. But like if you picture American Eagle, kind of that, it still has a smooth layout. Or even the Whizzer, that's that really old roller coaster that's right at the entrance of Six Flags Great America. These are older coasters, but they're still smoother rides. When you go on something like Zippin' Pippin', you're really going to feel the turns and the bumps. You're going to actually get airtime, which means you're going to come out of your seat a little bit. You're going to get shaken and rattled around a little bit. But that's part of the thrill of some of these.
Mm-hmm.
Older roller coasters, and I thought Zippin' Pippin' was a lot of it. It's scary, yes, if you're scared of heights and that sort of thing, but it was still just worth the trip going to Bay Beach.
So there are 5 coasters that call Wisconsin Dells home. One of them is a favorite of yours?
No.
No, you don't have a favorite.
We are talking about Mount Olympus now, and they have roller coasters there that are very interesting. One of them, Hades 360, is a very tall drop that goes underneath the parking lot and into it, the longest roller coaster tunnel that's in North America, I believe, and returned. The problem I had with all of Mount Olympus's roller coasters is that they're very rough. And I can talk about four of them because one is a kiddie one that we weren't allowed to go on. But rough meaning you are really shaken. Mm. You are, your head is jerking around and that sort of thing. If you are over the age of, say, 19, you might find this a little bit disruptive to your internal organs or maybe your eye sockets. I know for me, I got sick after two of them. I couldn't, and you're not necessarily going up and down and looping around like some of the crazy stuff that we see now. Roller coasters are very big and dramatic. That was not the case. This is just rough. My son, who went with me on all these, in fact, he's the reason we did the story, he said it's like being in a car accident or a paint shaker. Like if you go to Home Depot mm-hmm. and buy a gallon of paint and mix it up on that machine, that's what it feels like. They were very rough. They were fun for a lot of people, but for me, no, I didn't like them.
It's interesting to me that we build roller coasters to mimic being in a car accident.
Yeah, I think too, roller coasters really play on your fear. They started out in the 50s and 60s playing on your fears, playing on your fear of heights, playing on your fear of rolling off the tracks and tumbling off. And as technology has advanced, roller coasters have gotten bigger and more dramatic, higher climbs, steeper drops. But the safety requirements for those things have changed as well. So you'll have a harness a shoulder harness that fits over your head and clamps you down into the roller coaster. When you go on the modern one, if you go on these like at Mount Olympus or Little America or Zippin' Pippin', it's just something, it's a bar that goes over your waist. Mm. And that's the preservation of the old school type of roller coasters. You still have the fear of heights. That's one of the best things about all of these roller coasters, is that when you're up high, you don't have the shoulder harness pushing down, you know, impeding your view or anything. You can look out and see everything. And if you like that, and if you like that kind of fear, you're going to get it on all of these.
So you talked about your son. You went on this tour with your son. How old is your son?
My son is a 17-year-old senior who loves this stuff. I mean, he's thinking about getting an internship in college one day to study the mechanical engineering part of it.
That's pretty cool. Did he have a favorite of all the ones you went to?
Yeah, for him, Hades 360, as rough as it was, it had the unique component at first. Like I said, it's unreal to be parking your car in the parking lot on top of the roller coaster knowing that it's going to go underneath this long mm-hmm. tunnel. The tunnel also is a total blackout. You don't see anything, so you can't brace yourself for what's coming. You can't, you know, hold on to a curve or whatever. You can't see anything. The only thing I can equate it to is like the Elroy Sparta Trail. If you ever go biking on that, where you go through those old railroad tunnels, and you're in the middle and you can't see out either way, it's complete darkness. That's the only thing, that pitch black darkness going at 60 miles an hour, that is a unique sensation. He likes that. But in terms of just plain nostalgia, Little America was which is a different park in Marshall, Wisconsin. That was one of his favorites as well, just because they have the oldest tilt-a-whirl in the world, built in 1939. They have unique things that don't exist anywhere else in the world, like a monorail. And then they've also preserved these roller coasters that have been around for 50, 60, 70 years.
Lori Nickel is a sports reporter, actually, for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And she joined us to talk about her tour of roller coasters around the state with her 17-year-old son. Lori, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.